Rock.
Okay.
Balthazar.
May I have everyone's attention, please?
But I don't know if there's any sisters and brothers.
We have a Chase Award winner this year, and I'm going to invite one of our more recent award winners, Mark Ranis, to make the presentation.
Hey, Mark, keep it simple.
Okay, I will. Now, there's some things I have to say, or Doug McNeil will hear about it, and he'll be angry. So, it's my very great honor to present the Samuel Chase Freedom Award this year to a new winner. For those of you new to the party, this award goes back to 1987. It's not given every year by any means. It's given only when, by consensus of all of the previous recipients, there is someone who's made a truly outstanding contribution to the cause of liberty in the state of Maryland during that year. And implicit, any time that we recognize a new honoree, is the judgment of all the previous recipients that this is someone whose judgment in selecting future honorees we will trust, someone for whose judgment we will be very, very grateful. The award itself is always a 1 ounce pure silver coin, which makes it the only actual money that will change hands tonight. This year, it's a particularly beautiful coin. It is a peace dollar, 1925 peace dollar, gorgeous, gorgeous design on the dollar. Now, these were minted after World War I. To commemorate peace, and several people tried to revive them. I think they might have made it for 2 years in the 30s, and then there was a very interesting history of them trying to bring it back in 1964, but ultimately destroying them all. So a fascinating coin, a beautiful coin with a wonderful history. So who was Samuel Chase, and why are we talking about him? Well, he was born in 1741. Near Princess Anne, Maryland, down in Somerset County. In his early 20s, he began serving in the Maryland Assembly, and he served from 1764 until 1774. And in 1774, the royal governor of Maryland prorogued the Assembly and sent them all packing because he wanted to make sure that the Assembly didn't get any funny ideas and start passing resolutions in support of those people in Boston. Samuel Chase continued to participate as a legislator even after the assembly was dismissed. He participated in the Annapolis Convention from 1774 to 1776. He was an organizer of the Sons of Liberty in Annapolis. He signed the Declaration of the Association of the Freemen of Maryland, which was not exactly a Declaration of Independence, but was an opportunity for the people in the state to say, we're just going to run things until all that business with England cools off. And, of course, that never came about. So this was the first step toward self-government in Maryland. He was active in the Revolutionary War. He was, of course, one of four Maryland signers of the Declaration of Independence. He later became a Federalist, and this is actually where he's more famous. In 1796, he was appointed by George Washington to the Supreme Court, as Associate Justice of the Supreme Court. And Samuel Chase, then, was in office when the Judiciary Act of 1801 was passed. This was the court packing scheme that the Federalists put in place before they left office. It's the case that gave rise to the celebrated case of Marbury versus Madison and created our modern judicial review.
It's good.
But Thomas Jefferson took off, and he didn't like that plan so well. So he had sort of a court unpacking plan where he was going to try and get rid of some Federalist judges. And the first one that he went after was Samuel Chase. Samuel Chase was quoted about this. He said that the court, the Jefferson plan was, quote, take away all security for property and personal liberty, and our Republican Constitution will sink into mobocracy. And Jefferson said, well, that's seditious. And he wrote to some of his allies in Congress and said, well, the guy shouldn't be able to say that. That should be punished, shouldn't it? And they said, well, yes, it should. So they voted out the articles of impeachment. The defense was judicial independence. And in the end, Samuel Chase was acquitted by the Senate, and he was the last Supreme Court justice ever impeached, and the last judge of any kind who was impeached for his rulings. And it really, his case brings about two important traditions in our constitutional order, namely that the judiciary is completely independent and that judges are not taken to task for the way they rule in particular cases, and also that judges do tend to stay out of political questions and be much more circumspect now in commenting on them. Well, so what is it that we honor in this year's honoree. Well, we always look for dedication to the cause of liberty, dedication to the party. And this year's honoree has certainly spent countless hours in service to our party, both in leadership positions in the party and helping out with individual campaigns. We look for effectiveness. This is not an award that you get just by hanging around and warming a chair for a long time. And again, this year's honoree is definitely has a history of making things happen. This is a person who demands results, who gets results. We look for adherence to libertarian principles, and this year's honoree has done more than almost anyone in this room to explain libertarian principles, to articulate them for a wide audience, particularly an audience of non-libertarians, and to promote, really, a broader intellectual engagement with the central political problems of our day on libertarian terms, which is a wonderful thing. And we look for public advocacy on behalf of liberty. And again, this year's honoree does this every day. He served with distinction as a candidate, and more than any other member of our party, he's really tremendously seized the opportunities presented by digital media. This is someone who has used digital media to make the libertarian case to non-libertarians in every possible way. If we had unlimited time and unlimited resources in the party, we would have a very difficult time designing any system that is better for spreading the cause of liberty throughout the country than the system that we have colleague of ours has put together. So by now, I don't need to tell you any more about what this year's honoree has done, because he spoke about it earlier, and I am very proud to present the Samuel Chase Freedom Award this year to Arvin Bora.
Surprised. I'm extremely honored. I know some of the other people who have received this award, including Mark and Chairman Bob, people who I've...